is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby, community radio from Simon Fraser University. We broadcast on the stolen ancestral territory of the Kwikwetlem, Musqueam, Squamish, and Tsleil-Waututh.
You can listen online at cjsf.ca or on our radio app, which you can download from the app or Google Store depending on your device. Keep up to date on our social media at linktree/cjsfradio and learn more by visiting our website cjsf.ca. Welcome, everyone. My name is DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco, and you're tuning in to Slumber Party every Tuesday from 6 to 7.
Oh, yes.
We are bringing you an extra, extra special episode this week because we are celebrating and mourning the loss of DJ Star for the next four months.
Yeah. I'm going to be gone for around 4 months because I will be doing a little study abroad semester in Berlin and leaving DJ Coco all alone doing the show, but maybe not all alone. We're not sure yet.
Maybe another DJ Star coming
in.
Wow. I know.
I shouldn't even come back at all.
Instantly replaced. No, but it's
I'm actually
sad.
Being kicked out.
It is so sad, but yeah. DJ Star is going to have lots of fun in Germany and meet lots of people. Hopefully.
I'm leaving in 1 week, so...
She's trying to learn her German through Duolingo.
Yeah, they're teaching me very, very valuable stuff. Now how to say elephant, which is just elephant in German, so...
And coffee? You got coffee?
Cafe? Yep.
And help?
Yep. Hilfe. we looked that up today.
Hilfe.
It's a very useful one, I think.
Yeah, but anyways, the Germany trip is kind of... the inspiration for our topic this week, which is dealing with change and just life in general.
Yeah, it's been a struggle.
We've been talking for a little bit. We have been getting through some life together, and we felt like this was something to discuss or just some points we'd want to bring up for the radio show itself. But we'll start off with a little quote that I found about change. This is by Zanoku. I think Zan, X-A-N-O-K-U. And it's, nice. Quote, "May the flowers remind us why the rain was necessary." Quote. I really like this one because who doesn't like flowers, first of all?
and poetry, flowers.
Yeah.
Goes together
poetry
well.
And flowers. But yeah, it kind of represents, you know, life itself. Is like a cycle. We can't just be happy standing flowers our entire life. There'll be some rainy days. We got some sunny days. We'll eventually die, and then flowers come back to life. But it's kind of nice to know that, like flowers, we are supposed to experience all human emotions, and it's okay to feel sad about, like, even change or angry, or upset. But that was a little quote for this week.
So. I like how. They said, like, oh, it's necessary, like, you have to go through the rain, like, it's just an indisputable part of living, is just having this rain, having this suffering, which is it's very true.
Yeah, having the suffering makes you appreciate those sunny days, so anyway, a little philosophy moment.
One day.
But, I don't know if we were going to go straight into talking or music, but what do you feel like, DJ Star?
Maybe a couple songs us off, because there is this one song that I've been really excited to play. It's by this artist named Kendressa, and she released a new album recently this year called Londra, and she's from London, and she kind of does, like, smooth 80s R&B. She has some funk, she does some soul. Her album cover is insanely good and beautiful and very suave, so, like, I just love her entire energy. But the song is called Too Much, and yeah, the bass in it is really good, so please enjoy.
If I'm dressed for the ride, but I don't want to fill my body. us come on. In interactions, I just can't let slide. No, I don't wanna sabotage myself. You know them demons wanna get inside. And every talk is just an ask for help. Every tear is just a blessing in disguise.
Arrête du brouhaha dans ta tête. Pour une soirée, mets de côté le casse-tête. come to me like a slave. I'm ill-equipped, pouring doubts on my sleepy face. I'm not ready to face this.
Welcome back.
This is CJSF 90.1 FM Burnaby.
I am DJ Star.
And I'm DJ Coco. You were just listening to
Shanghai. Oh, that's wrong. It's it's At Night by Zoe's Shanghai.
We've just decided to finish each other's sentences.
Yeah, we're here. Couple. And then the song you listened to before that was... You're supposed to finish my sentence.
I don't remember.
Okay, it's Soleil. These are all my choices anyway, so it's fully my responsibility.
My bad.
Soleil by Melody Jade. Yes, those were the two songs you heard. So, it's time to get down to talking, which the topic is exactly as DJ Coco just said, change. Based on, you know, at this point in our lives, there are a lot of changes happening in our early 20s, getting into maybe, I'm going to turn 22 this year, which is not an age that feels real to me, but that's okay. So yeah, well, I guess we'll just get into it. Change.
Yeah, what do we want to get into? I mean... The trip to Germany, going to an entire new country by yourself, is a big change.
Yeah.
Itself, because I guess you're going to be learning a lot about who you are as a person and
yeah.
what you want to do. What do you do when you get back?
It's hard because, like, this is a drastic change, but at the same time, like, there are changes always going around all of us, kind of, that we're not necessarily a part of, but we can see it gradually happening, or somebody in our lives might be, like, changing a lot. But either way, I feel like once you realize or think about change too much, it is a bit painful or scary or intimidating in some way, which I was trying to think about, like, why is it scary? Like, why is it intimidating? Like, change is normally a good thing a lot of the times. Why do you think, DJ Coco?
I think it's definitely kind of, if we're thinking biological here, we're going back to biology, but for back in the caveman days, anything new could kill you. I mean, like, if you went outside and you tried that new berry bush and then your friend Frank over here died from eating the berry, you know, like,
that's scary.
That's scary. That's a big change, and it could potentially be very harmful for you. So I feel like that's why we kind of shy away from new changes, because they can be potentially scary, very scary, even though now there's not really as many threats as back then.
True. So.
That's what I think.
Yeah, there are definitely threats that we can imagine a lot, because it's so unknown. A lot of, like, big changes you're making, like a move, kind of like I am, or like even a marriage or something like that, is like, you can kind of try to guess what it's going to be like, but you won't really know how it's going to completely unfold until you're there experiencing it. So you can't prepare in any way. You can't protect yourself too much. Like, it's kind of like a vulnerable thing, I feel like, almost. And because, yeah, you are making yourself vulnerable to, like, being hurt or, like, dying from eating a berry, you know? Like, there are those kinds of potential possibilities. So that's pretty scary. But it's also good.
Yeah, change is good. Change, for the most part, like, everything change-wise for me has been good, I feel.
Yeah, in the end. But it also, like, yeah, it's good in the way that it kind of shows that you're moving forward in some way. Like, I feel like a lot of times if you're changing, you're not changing back, if that makes sense, like, into something that you once were, or, like, it's never going to be the same. Like, you're always, like, changing and moving forward.
Yeah, you're kind of evolving in a way.
But for me, at least, I don't know about you, but it really makes me think about all the steps I've taken to get here and think about the past and, like, why am I at the point that I'm at now, and, like, why am I choosing this certain change? Because there's some changes you can choose and some you can't, but, like,
I mean, yeah, I've been having a dilemma over my personal style. We were talking about this a little before the show, but I feel like I've had kind of a more grungy, really baggy style in high school, but then in university I kind of more conformed to the university attire, you know, like sweats, or just regular pair of jeans and a top that I feel like could make me, I don't know, blend in a bit more and also please my family, and more like the guys in my life, you know, kind of as well, you know, like, I feel like I want to play a role and fit into that role, and dressing like more feminine is something that can fulfill that. But lately, like, I feel like I've been changing back into a former shell of myself kind of thing, where I want to dress, like, I want to wear ties, I want to wear super duper baggy clothing and shirts, and even though it goes against what I've tried to change into, so it's kind of confusing knowing who you really are, in a sense, I feel.
Yeah,
because, like, if we're always changing, like, what were who, we formerly were, you
true,
know,
like, what is our essence?
So,
but also, like, maybe this is just a prediction that I have, but, like, some goal for the future that I think could happen is, like, I'm gonna find my full identity, and, like, my sense of self and my style will come along with that. I'll be, like, more confident in whatever I'm saying or wearing or doing, just, like, with time. So, like, I think eventually you might figure out who you are. Like, this is still a point where I'm, like, I'm getting closer than I definitely was in high school or before that, but just like trying out new things, I guess, or old things, like which feel right, just trying to find something that feels right is kind of like life's journey. I guess.
It's good. I've been reading a little about change, and they always say like just try diverse experiences and just try everything you can, because like you have to be patient when it comes to change, but you can't be passive though. Like, don't just sit around and twiddle your fingers kind of thing, but you know, like even small things like joining a new club, or embarrassing yourself by speaking up in class kind of thing. Even if like we've gone to the Mooncake Festival for fun, we've gone to community gym classes, and you know, like just being in your community and just getting out there and just trying a bunch of new things will definitely show you who you really are, kind of in a way.
Yeah, and especially talking to a lot of people. Like, obviously, there is a certain amount of ideas that most of us have that are kind of absorbed from reading books or like listening to the media. And that's like, is that necessarily us? I'm not sure. But still, by talking to other people, I feel like you get a better sense of who you are and at least what you agree with.
Yeah.
And, like, your morality, I guess, as well.
And who you surround yourself with, too, because, like, yeah, if you agree with some people, you can see kind of where your values are at who you surround yourself with as well.
Yeah.
But, yeah, also with change, though, I also wanted to say that some change can be quite drastic and unfortunate for some people, because I've been doing my co-op at the local hospital at Royal Columbian, and I encounter a lot of cancer patients, and these people are in their 40s 50s 60s. One as young as 24, which was insane. Wow. Yeah, she was diagnosed with stage 4 cancer. Yeah, but anyway, it's like horrible. Those things that they I met this one guy, and he was about in his 50s or so, but he was so healthy. He had a great diet. He just ran half marathons. He did everything fine. He didn't smoke, didn't drink, and he got diagnosed with cancer. And it just, life feels kind of unfair, and so unfair in that sense of just being forced to change your whole life because of nature.
Yeah, it's just like with cancer or something like that, it's just luck, like luck of the draw. If you're gonna have like a full long healthy life, like you could smoke cigarettes your whole life and still be fine in the end, or like that kind of thing. So thinking about, oh my gosh, like I'm going to Berlin soon, it's just not even a necessary worry to like to think about that, because like it kind of puts things a bit in perspective.
Yeah, there's a lot of guilt.
People's cancer.
There's a lot of guilt, even though all of our problems are valid for every person.
Yeah.
It does make, like, does make you acknowledge, and like our own privilege, in a way, like of having problems that are, like significantly smaller than others. But I mean, it's different for everyone, and like that doesn't diminish, like any of our problems, but, or your problems, but. Yeah, it's just like things like that. I'm like, holy,
holy. Yeah, that's a big change.
Yeah,
that's nothing that you're like in your control whatsoever. Which is also, I don't know what's scarier sometimes too, like a change that you are actively doing, but you're like scared of that change, but you're trying to like push yourself out of your comfort zone, or just like a change that happens that you need to deal with, and you like.
Right.
Or also, like, that either one, I think, is quite difficult.
Yeah, it just suddenly blows up in your life and you have to deal with it kind of thing. I don't know. They're both super difficult. And I mean, one has better outcomes than a medical issue, but...
Yeah.
But, yeah, no, change overall, though, is scary outside of cancer.
Yeah, and people definitely try to avoid it, I think. And I find myself trying to avoid it sometimes as well, like... I was on the bus just, you know, in Vancouver on the R5 or whatever, and I was just sitting there. I was like, oh, this is so comfortable. Like, I know this bus route so well. Like, I know the seat that I like. Like, I know this environment. It's so comfortable to me. And, like, when I caught myself thinking that, I was like, whoa. Like, feeling comfortable is good, and I think you instinctively want that. Because you think comfortability also equals, like, security and safety, which isn't necessarily true, but that is... like an association that we still have.
Mm-hmm.
But I think getting too comfortable and not changing is also kind of the other side of the coin, where it, you know, like that could be pretty negative in the end, because yeah. in psychology there's this thing called, to tie it into psychology, there's this thing called approach and avoidance goals. And a lot of people who have approach goals, which are basically they're trying to get closer to like a positive stimuli or like any kind of positive thing, like they're trying to lessen the distance between them and something positive, versus an avoidance goal, which is like pretty much the opposite. We were trying to get more distance from something that's negative. Mm. So for example, it's like, oh, I want to go to the gym because I want to get more healthy. That's an approach goal. An avoidance goal is like, oh, I want to go to the gym because I don't want to get like heart disease or something. That's an avoidance goal.
Or gain weight.
Or right. gain weight. Yeah, right. exactly. Okay. Something like that. And that's often associated with anxiety, is having this inhibition system, which like controls your behavior in response to something that's novel or negative. And I, for one, have anxiety, so I have these certain, like, when I had that thought on the bus where I was like, I'm too comfortable, I was like, I need to like get like not, I want to be less comfortable, like I need to get away from this, because I also see that as something that's a little dangerous too,
being too comfortable.
Yeah. But in the end, that kind of thinking does impair any kind of performance with certain goals, and it also reduces well-being and life satisfaction.
Oh,
so that's something to think about when you're creating goals in your head, because I don't know, for me, I don't want to set my expectations and my hopes too high. So I'm like, okay, I'm just going to try to like, it's easier to avoid something than to actively like work towards something.
Right.
At least for me, in my mind.
Yeah, that's a good point to bring up. Yeah, because sometimes when I go to the gym, I'm like, I'm just coming home. Like, I sometimes have a big breakfast, and I'm like, mm-hmm. oh, you know, like, I want to work extra hard so I can lose all this weight, when some other days I feel much more motivated when I'm like, oh, you know, I want to go to the gym because, you know, I just want to feel healthy and I want to move my body, kind of thing. So
yeah,
I didn't know about those goals.
Yeah, like it slightly ties into like avoiding change or pursuing yeah. change, but
the ways you can
mm-hmm. it's move kind of change. I learned that in my personality psychology class, and I
thank you
just
for
wanted to
the great tip.
Tie it in. Yeah.
Yeah, there's some other tips I found with change internally, so interpersonally. I talk about this sometimes with my therapist before, but I also found these online, and I find them really helpful. But just staying grounded in the present, because we are always changing. As DJ Star said, it's kind of like stagnant change. It's kind of an oxymoron, mm-hmm. but you know, like everything seems like nothing's changing, but we
yeah,
are
like
always
day.
Changing. Yeah,
mm-hmm.
every day, like, oh, doing the same things, but then in a couple months, like, you'll look back and be like, whoa, that all just happened.
Yeah.
But yeah, staying grounded, because it can be rooted in a lot of anxiety about thinking of all this change, and just living in the moment. Don't live for the weekends kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, like,
mm-hmm.
wake up, look out the window, drink a coffee. But yeah, just enjoy each moment. And
yeah.
And then I found another one, which is being confident in your choices that you make, because change can happen from